I like to use the airplane analogy to express the importance of self-care. If the cabin pressure changes in the airplane, the oxygen mask falls in front of us, and the instructions are clear. Put the mask on yourself first, before helping anyone else. We can't help anyone until we help ourselves first. This can be a difficult concept to grasp because we're socially conditioned to help others. It can be especially difficult for parents to practice self-care because they're programmed to believe that their whole purpose in life is to provide and perform for their children. Caring for others can be one of the highest expressions of love and purpose, but it's also very important to not let that virtue take priority over your self-care. Here are 7 daily habits that can help you develop and maintain self-care. Number 1. Start each day with the expectation that everything will go your way. Have you ever noticed that life usually lives up or down to your expectations? Ancient philosophy tells us that it is as you say it is. So why not have your first thought of the day be something like, things are going to go well for me today. And guess what? Things will often be as you say they will be. Number 2, assume people have good intentions. Sometimes people do things that annoy us, not necessarily to annoy us. Just the other day, I found myself blocking the aisle in the grocery store, right? That is so annoying. But it wasn't intentional. I got lost in thought while trying to choose a brand of tuna. I was totally oblivious to my cart blocking the aisle. Sorry. Number 3, do your best with what's within your control and then let go of the results. The most common source of stress is the perception that we've got too much to do. Rather than obsess and worry about it, just pick one thing that will move you closer to your highest goal and do that thing first. And remember to ask for help. Number 4, give a gift to someone you meet. Your gift doesn't have to be a wrapped present. It can be your smile, a word of encouragement, a gesture of politeness, or even just a friendly nod. Number 5, eat your food slowly. Sometimes we can't avoid eating some things quickly, but at least once a day, make the effort to eat something slowly and mindfully. Focus on it, taste it, savor it. Tell yourself, my food is nourishing my body in perfect harmony. Number 6, take a digital diet. Marketing messages can make you feel dissatisfied with your life. So be the gatekeeper of your mind. Stop allowing yourself to be programmed to be a consumer. Number 7, end each day with gratitude. I love the Tibetan custom. They turn over their cup before going to sleep, signifying not just the end of the day, but also the end of their life. It's pretty powerful. And then in the morning, they think, I am grateful to be alive, as they turn up their cup to signify the beginning of a new life. I've adopted that to my life, and it really is life transformational. Give it a try. My name is Tanya McIntyre. I'm a certified CBT practitioner, a mental health professional, and owner-operator of Red Roof Recovery. We have a disclaimer that the content here is not intended to constitute or be a substitute for medical diagnosis or treatment. Never disregard medical advice from a doctor or delay in seeking it because of something you have watched, read, or heard from anyone here at Red Roof Recovery. May the force be with you, and remember, you are the force.